I've said this before, and I said it yesterday specifically in a previous on Hotwire, just a day or so ago, the revelation that the only reason the gas prices are going down in the United States is because there is no demand, because they have trashed demand, they have wrecked demand, they have on purpose trashed the fucking economy. They've trashed the entertainment economy this summer. They've trashed the lodging economy, and therefore, with those two things comprising the travel economy, they've trashed it. So the reason gas prices are going down in the U.S. is because no one is driving. They've ruined and destroyed the demand. And then they step up and they try to take credit for it. It's fucking insane. They jacked the prices up. And they're going back up. This is an election year. Buckle the fuck up for Christmas. You better get some extra, extra gas in your sleigh before the November. You got some extra stuff, home heating oil and everything. While it's low, if it goes lower, jump on that, because after these criminals either steal an election or whatever they do in November, look the fuck out. I've talked about it on Hotwire before, and we've talked about it on Pain.tv. We have a lot of gardening groups and some homesteading groups and things like that. There's a story on Pain.tv. A couple leave the city and transition to homestead life in the mountains, folks. After receiving a cancer diagnosis, a couple from a city in Southern California gained a new perspective on life and began to question their lifestyle. They made a huge decision to move to the mountains of North Carolina for a more intentional life. 6 years on now, they're growing their own food, homeschooling their daughter, and living their dream life, folks. Sometimes less is better. And we're going to be examining the homesteading lifestyle and perhaps simplifying things as time moves on, and also moving away and getting, creating perhaps your last stand, or a place where you can have a standoff. It's a thin line. Sometimes it's a thin line. But the feds are all about openly advertising that you can come and work for them if you're willing to use deadly force. I mean, I remember that when I took my the equivalent of the CPA exam for for fraud examination. I don't remember seeing that on the final exam. What do you do if if the target of your probe doesn't cooperate? Go to your trunk and get the weapons. I mean, just like the IRS. Is there a button I can press on TurboTax to make sure they don't come to the house? I'd pay an extra $15 for that, probably. Not much more than that, though. We like the action around here. Come on in. The Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never leave.
Are you not entertained?
Be careful whose house you go to.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I'll give one more little warning to these dopes who might be thinking about working for these guys. And you know what? You can have 87,000 people. If they're trained by idiots, you have just 87,000 idiots. Something I've told a lot of federal agents and federal contractors through the years, especially the ones that work for me, under me, with me. There's always somebody fucking bigger and badder than you. Just because you're with a crew and you're rolling into somebody's house, and you're all fucking jacked up, and you staged, and you got all your shit on, and you roll into somebody's house, and you're coming in hot with guns and stuff, there's always somebody fucking bigger and badder than you. Be better off if you didn't go poking around in people's business, and you handled it professionally without guns, and treated people with respect. Do unto others as you would have done to you. It's a good mantra to stay alive in this business. I've had this conversation with cops, DEA, a lot of people. You want to go into situations like a cowboy, some motherfucker's got a rodeo plan for you. You might not know about it. You got people you want to get home to safely and stuff like that. be smart. Don't go looking for trouble. My old man said, if you go out looking for trouble, you're going to find it. Not chances are you're going to find it. You're going to find it. There's plenty of cats out there. They're happy to give you trouble. And he was right. So all you cowboys reading that ad about strapping up and being the fucking man for the man. Fuck that, man. There's got to be a better way to make 50 grand. There's got to be a better way to make 50 grand. I never did understand why people put so much on the line for so little when it comes to that. Now, contractors, forget about it. You make a lot more money in 50 grand. You make 50 grand a month. Agents, sworn agents, 50 grand a year for that? Fuck that. That's insane. Be smart, folks. These people that are advertising for jobs, they're not your friends. They're not friends to us. They're not good people. This is not a good country when it comes to the government. We don't do good things here, and we don't do good things abroad, regardless of what you've been taught. So, 50 grand a year, that's a big price to pay for not being able to sleep at night. What you did for these guys haunts you, believe me. Take it from me. It doesn't go away. It's not worth 50 grand. It's not worth 500,000 a year. Well, maybe 500,000 a year. We have to draw. I'm kidding. Let's get to Dr. Vernon Coleman. Some videos after that. And Rock and Roll Marie Albanese tomorrow. Thank you, folks. Pain.tv. Hotwire, check that out on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app. We appreciate you folks. Ad-free podcast, fantastic social media platform and everything else. But and a great interview with Dr. Vernon Coleman, and we appreciate his time, and we appreciate him entertaining us once we tracked him down. A gamer, so to speak. An older guy with a younger heart, but all the wisdom of... time and experience goes a long way. Take care and God bless you. Get down on your knee. Bread and water is free. When he bowed his head, he kind of choked up. They spoke every word of our Lord's Prayer. He closed his eyes, never woke up. He'll find bread and water waiting there. Bread and water, man, that's all you need. Hello.
Hi, is that Mike?
Yes, sir, doctor. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
Pretty good. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
How have you been over there? You've been under everybody's gunning for you.
It's got to the point where it's quite amazing to be able to speak to somebody about this without being cut off. Or banned, or, you know, it just got a bit silly because the governments around the world, right from the beginning, have been so determined to suppress the truth and to sell their own variety of untruth by buying the media and by suppressing and censoring people who've been telling the truth. But right from the beginning, in February, March 2020, when I first started writing and talking about it, they have been working overtime to spread lies and to try to stop people listening one way or another to the truth. But the corollary to that, of course, is that they will never debate. You might think, well, if this guy is talking rubbish, why don't they just let him on to one of the mainstream channels, BBC, for example, demolish what he has to say and finish him off for good. But they won't do that, of course, because they know damn well that they would lose. They don't have any facts. All they have are lies and assertions. Whereas I have loads of facts, both about the COVID jab and about the plans that they've got for the medium-term future and the long-term future. And because everything fits together, they're terrified of all this coming out, partly because it would wreck their huge global vaccination program, partly because it will also wreck the social credit program, which is well underway and which is the thing which terrifies me more than anything.
Yeah, especially in the UK. It seems like they roll things out in Europe and the UK, and then they come over here after they kind of get their wheels under them in the UK and places like Israel and things like that, especially social credit score. But it's coming.
It's certainly coming, and I think you're right. They're testing it out, especially since Brexit, since Britain left the European Union, which they hated. They were pressing very hard to keep Britain in the EU because, of course, the EU is the first step towards a world government. And you can trace that back quite easily. But they have been very keen on demonizing Britain and making Britain a difficult place to live in because it's an experiment. We're part of the first part of the experiment. Obviously, China led the way on social credit, and China's test-bedded all the horrible things that they're doing. But digital currency is coming in here very fast in the UK. Social credit is well on its way. Digital currency is well on its way. There are loads of shops and stores now that won't take cash at all. The Bank of England has talked about a digital currency which will be programmable. They sold that to people by saying, look, this new digital currency that we're bringing in to replace those horrible notes that you carry around and all those coins, this wonderful new digital currency which we are bringing in, will enable parents to stop their children spending their money on things of which the parents do not approve. So if you give your kids their pocket money in digital currency, they won't be able to spend it on sweets or games or films or anything which the parents disapprove of. What parents don't seem to realize is that the Bank of England will also be able to control, and of course all sorts of other agencies will also be able to control the money that people are issued with, the digital money that they will earn in exchange for their traditional sterling. And this will come to America too, of course, for dollars will no longer be issued. It will be a new American digital currency and eventually a global digital currency. But the government will be able to stop you using your currency in any way that you wish if they disapprove. In other words, they will be able to stop you buying cigarettes, alcohol, spending money on a car, which is considered inappropriate, their version of inappropriate, and so on and so on. In the UK, we've already got a situation where most people have got smart meters fitted in their homes, which measure electricity, the idea being that you can see how much electricity you're consuming. But what most people don't seem to realize is that just as they can use the smart meter, so the authorities can use the smart meter to see how much electricity anybody is using, and then to turn them off, to turn off their electricity supply if they seem to be using too much electricity. I get a notification about once a week now. It used to be once a month, but it's now come down to about once a week, telling me my smart meter's ready and waiting for me, and they want to come and install it.
I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. RevyCard, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revy, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with the Revy card. Perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revy.com to see how the Revy card can benefit you. Discover.revy. There's two V's in that. R-E-V-V-I.com. Discover.revy.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revy.com. That's discover.revy.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revy.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card sometimes, renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. Revy card.
Never, never will I have a smart meter, and never will I accept a digital currency, because both of those things are big steps along the way to a fully digitalized planet and a fully digitalized life. Social credit will be there. In China, you've only got to see what's happening in China with the social credit scheme, and it's truly terrifying. If someone in your family has a low social credit score, you'll be marked down. Somebody, one of your neighbors has a low social credit score, you'll be marked down. You will be punished. If you don't spend your money on the right sort of things, you'll be marked down. And if you're marked down, you won't be able to go to university, you won't be able to buy train tickets, you won't be able to stay in a hotel, you won't be able to travel. You will become a second-class citizen if you do not do what the government wants you to do. That is already in existence in China, and it's coming very, very fast in the UK. I made a video a few months ago in which I reckoned that UK had 8 months, in other words, up to Christmas this year.
I remember that video.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think we've got until Christmas this year, and then it's too late. They'll have got everybody tied up with all these various social credit schemes. They are still pushing the COVID jab. They're pushing monkeypox jabs. They're pushing the new mRNA flu jab. And they're recommending having the flu jab and the COVID jab, even though very little research has been done on these, as you know. But they're now promoting the two together, even though the one little bit of research that's been done shows that you're more likely to get bad side effects if you have them together or much the same time, the COVID jab and the flu jab. The risks with these things far outweigh the advantages, to the point where they are toxic experimental kill jabs. That no longer is it doubtful. The reason it was obvious from the start is because they exaggerated too much from the start. Imperial College in London produced some outlandish forecasts. What nobody seemed to realize, and because I've been doing this for a long time, it was immediately obvious to me. What no one in the media seemed to realize is that according to the World Health Organization's figures, which we are now supposed to believe everything the World Health Organization says, but according to them, up to 650,000 people a year can die of the ordinary flu in a six-month flu season. A year in flu terms is a six-month flu season. 650,000 is not all that abnormal in a year. Now, the forecasts they were making for COVID-19 were actually no worse than that. And
right.
What we have
right.
seen in the yeah. And what we have seen in the last 2 years, quite amazingly, is that flu disappeared. The traditional flu disappeared. There were no deaths from flu. But the deaths, if you look at the actual government deaths of people who were alleged to have died of COVID-19, the rebranded flu, those figures match almost precisely what you would expect the figures to be from the number of deaths from the flu in a season. But what they're doing, of course, they're now, or right from the beginning, what they did was they lied about it, and they said that if you have tested positive with a PCR test, which is absolutely useless and was never designed for that purpose, if you have a PCR test and you test positive for COVID, which doesn't mean anything at all, and then you die because you've been run over by a bus or hit on the head by an axe murderer, you didn't die from the virus, and you didn't die from the axe murderer. What you actually died from, for the statistics, was that you died from COVID because you tested positive. That was one of the ways that they fiddled the figures. So in the UK, they're now claiming that 200,000 people died of COVID. That's a lie. 200,000 people may have died with COVID, but that's a very different thing from dying of COVID. Right from the start, they were lying about this. Right from the start, in March 2020, the UK government warned us terrible disease coming, the coronavirus, which is going to devastate everybody, populations around the world. On, I think it was about the 20th of March, a special advisory committee told the UK government, and this is still on, it's still on my website, the link to the UK government website. This committee, specialist committee, said to the UK government, oh, this COVID thing, it's just like the ordinary flu. We can downgrade it. It is not a major threat to anybody. A day after they had told the government that COVID-19 was not a major threat, it was just like the ordinary flu. And as I say, the link to that is on my website. The day after that, the UK government produced a 358-page report, which they've just managed to produce overnight, a new emergency bill, which gave them amazing powers. And what a coincidence, virtually every country in the world happened to have an emergency bill waiting to bring into action in the middle of March for this new super threat, which they were talking about. And so after that, everything that they said was a lie. They lied about the danger of the rebranded flu. They lied about the vaccine they were offering, saying it was safe and effective. The BBC had a program in which they said the side effects were merely nominal, and it was 100% safe for children. As far as I'm aware, no one's apologized for that. I think the BBC did quietly withdraw it, but that's been the BBC policy. The papers, the newspapers and mainstream media have followed that bizarre story, even though you don't have to go very far to see real evidence of people who have been severely, badly damaged by these wretched, experimental, toxic jabs. Just a couple of days ago, within 24 hours, I heard of someone who had suddenly gone blind because of a bleed, an unexplained bleed, and someone else who was having blood, an 80-odd-year-old woman who was having blood pouring from her nose, unexplained bleed, which there was no rational explanation for. And that's just my experience in one day. This is happening all over the world, and you've only got to look at the medical journals to see the evidence for what's happening and to realize that when governments tell you that these are safe and effective, they aren't effective at all, of course, because they don't stop you getting COVID, and they don't stop you spreading it if you get it. So the point of actually giving them is non-existent, but they're certainly not safe. But that's just part of the programming process, of the process of training people to obey, training people to be fearful, because that's what they want. And I realize that to a lot of people this sounds like conspiracy theory. The reason it isn't conspiracy theory is because all of it, and I mean, right from the beginning of this, I've been blasted as a discredited conspiracy theory without any evidence whatsoever. But if you look at the evidence, everything I'm saying is true, and everything they're saying is a lie. Everything the people promoting the jabs are saying is simply not true. And it's leading us all into this compliance, this people being terrified, people being prepared to do what they're told to do, people being prepared to have jab after jab after jab, all on top of the jabs which are now routinely given. I think in the United States, I think a child will have about 60 jabs by the time they reach their late teens. No one's ever tested to see if all these jabs work together or if they could be dangerous. But on top of all that, they're now giving the COVID jab. Is that safe? Your guess is as good as mine. My guess is that it isn't safe. But there's no evidence to show that it's safe, but they don't want any evidence. They are still carrying on jabbing. And over it all, as I said, there's this destruction of the global economy.
70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania. And speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, etc. So I was in a remote area. And I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it. But it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have a scant Wi-Fi. But they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain.
By various means, they pressured Putin, pushed Putin into a corner where he had a little choice but to invade Ukraine. Thereby, they immediately brought in these bizarre sanctions. Let's not forget, of course, that Putin invaded Ukraine before and nobody bothered. And there's at least two other wars going on in Yemen and Syria. Nobody in the world seems to care about, but far more people are being killed. But this war was very convenient. The Russian-Ukraine war was very convenient because it enabled the sanctions to be brought in, which pushed up prices, wrecked the global economy even more than it was wrecked before. This winter, there is going to be mayhem around the world because the costs of fuel and food are rising, inflation, which I said at the beginning of the year. They were saying, oh, inflation is under control, it's all right, don't worry. It was obvious inflation now gone past 10% in the UK, and today they just pushed up interest rates by a tiny little bit to, I think, about 1.75%, which means that inflation is about 8 and a bit percent, 9% more than interest rates. You can't sustain any sort of economy when you have inflation running away and interest rates very low. They will have to push up interest rates here and in the States and all around the world. They will push up interest rates because they have to get them higher than inflation. When they do that, an awful lot of people are going to lose their jobs, and they're going to lose their homes, and they're not going to be able to afford food, and they're not going to be able to afford fuel. And then the number of deaths that ensue will go into the will be phenomenal, and that all fits in with what sounds like a conspiracy, but which can be shown to be evidence of reduction in the global population, because the people who are planning and who are behind this, and I'm sorry to sound like a loony, but
no, you don't. You sound exactly like I sound every day. Just sometimes we you feel like we're speaking into the abyss.
Absolutely, that's the problem, because there are our problem, your problem, my problem, is that we're having to try to convert and educate people who have been brainwashed now for 2.5 years with lie after lie after lie, while we, who are telling provable, palpable truths, are being constantly demonized and accused of exaggerating and lying and frightening people, whereas the truth, if only people would go and look at it, look for it, they would see that the truth is that the establishment is deliberately oppressing them. It's making them ill. It's creating deaths. In the UK, it's now just been revealed that the incidence, the number of DNR notices on patients has rocketed since the COVID life started. And of course, the lockdowns have destroyed the health service. There's virtually no healthcare in the UK. People have to wait 10, 12 hours to get an ambulance if they're lucky. And then when they get to hospital, they have to wait 10, 12 hours to be seen. I am not kidding. This is all substantiated. And the health service has been damn near destroyed. And one of the problems is, of course, that the staff are all, have all got